Where are they now Wednesday here on ESPN 700 on the Bill Riley Show? We have done a lot of different interviews from football to basketball to some Olympic sports over the last couple of months. But one guy that I really, really wanted to talk to for quite some time, but it's a little bit harder because he's not here in our time zone or frankly even on our continent. But he's a guy that had an unbelievable collegiate career. And I think his story leading up to college was amazing. But I think his story beyond college is even more fun and amazing. Today's Where Are They Now Wednesday subject is former Utah State Aggie and the pride of Evanston High School, J.C. Carroll, who's joining us all the way from Madrid, Spain today. J.C., how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great to talk to you today.
It's great to have you on. So before we dig into everything, people may remember you from your collegiate career playing for Stu up in Logan, but tell everybody what you are doing now and how life's been treating you.
All right, sounds good. So since college, I left with the idea to play in the NBA and the NBA dream, and I did a few summer leagues and went and worked out and played for a whole bunch of different NBA teams. After that didn't quite materialize like I had hoped, I spent my first year over in Teramo, Italy, a small team in the top league in Italy. We had a good year. I was top three or four in scoring in the league that year. And my team finished third, the best it ever finished. And that brought me over to Spain. And I spent 2 years in Gran Canaria playing for a team there. I led the Spanish league in scoring my first two seasons there. And that gave me the opportunity to come and play for one of the most important teams in Europe, in Real Madrid. And I spent the past five seasons playing for the Spanish team here in Madrid.
So it's been a fun ride for you. I know a lot of people want to make that jump from college and play in the NBA. And I know that you had some NBA tryouts and aspirations, but this sounds like it's been pretty good for you.
Yeah, honestly, my experience overseas has been better than I could have imagined. Going through college, I always knew that this would possibly be the path I would take. And to be honest, my family and I have been very lucky. We've played for good teams. We've had a lot of individual success, a lot of team success. And, man, we've been able to see a whole bunch of places around the world. For the last 7 years, I've played in European competitions, which has taken me did virtually every country you can imagine over here. With my family, we've been able to visit the likes of Rome, Paris, Venice, London. You know, a lot of these places that people will spend their whole lives kind of saving up for a dream vacation, and we're able to just kind of pop on a plane or a train and go visit for the weekend. And so as far as that goes, you know, the experience playing European basketball has been a wonderful experience for my family and I.
Now, you've had a good experience. Not everybody has quite so good an experience. You've been good enough, JC, that you've played for probably the premier, if not one of the more premier clubs in Real Madrid. You played in Italy as well. But the experience isn't that way for everybody that goes to Europe, correct?
No, it's not that way for everybody. You know, I have teammates that'll come here. You know, since I've been at Madrid, there's been four of us that have been here for all my 5 years, and the other three are Spanish players. So I've seen American players come through here, and their stop will be for one season, maybe two seasons, and then they move on to another team. And honestly, a lot of players that come over here, once you start talking to them, they've really had a journey. You know, they can name off six or seven, eight different teams they've played for in a 5 or 6 year career. And some ways it's interesting, and some ways it's hard because they can never kind of settle in and create a life in one spot, which me with three girls and a wife has been very nice, and we're very blessed to be able to kind of settle in. And when I go home this summer, I just kind of lock my door and go home to Logan and then come back, you know, with a carry-on if I want. And then I come back, and I've got all my stuff here ready to go for a new season. So, again, been very lucky in my success over here.
J.C. Carroll's our guest here on the Bill Riley Show. It's Where Are They Now Wednesday. J.C., one of the best players on the European continent, a star for Real Madrid, who's having a good season right now. Let's rewind the tape back to 2003, 2004. your Gatorade Player of the Year in Wyoming. You're coming out to play, but you didn't have a ton of big time offers, did you, Jason? I mean, it's been quite a 12, 13 year run for you, because when you were coming out, I mean, outside of Stu taking a chance on you, you didn't have a lot of big time offers, did you?
No, I really didn't. You know, I grew up in small town Evanston, Wyoming, and Wyoming's not exactly known as a hot spot for college basketball players or anything like that. So, apart from the local, local colleges, a letter from BYU or from Utah State, a visit from them or from the University of Utah, I really had to fight to get my name out there and to get noticed to be able to live my Division I basketball dream. And finally, Coach Morrill took a chance on me. And, one of my favorite quotes he would always throw out there was, look, I don't care if you score 40 points a game in church ball. There's something to that, and we're gonna give him a chance. So, forever grateful for Coach Morrill and his coaching staff for bringing me in.
He's done coaching, obviously, as you know. Have you stayed in touch with Stu over the years?
Yeah, I have. Actually, one of my favorite things has been to go back and visit Utah State. And Coach Morrill is a coach. He doesn't get necessarily very close to players on the personal level. He's your coach. You'll take care of you as a coach and your education. But what I've learned from after you leave, he really takes an interest in you personally. And so, I go back and I sit down in his office, and we would talk for, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And honestly, want to talk more, but just have to leave. So stay in touch that way. Now the new head coach, Coach Durier, he's actually been my golfing competition in the summers as I go home. And so I always get to go out with him a few times and talk about the program and wish him luck more than anything.
Talking to J.C. Carroll, so give folks an idea of what life is like at the highest level of European basketball. Who are some of the guys that we would recognize that you're playing with and against, American, European, so on and so on? And what's day-to-day life for you like in Spain?
All right, great. As far as players that people might recognize, here in Madrid, almost all the players on my team have NBA experience or have been drafted by NBA teams. So they're names that they'll start hearing about in the future or they've heard about in the past. For example, Nikola Mirotic, he plays for the Chicago Bulls now, and he was my teammate here for 3 seasons. I've got Andres Nocioni on my team right now. He had a nice 6 or 7 year run with the Bulls in the early 2000s. Rudy Fernandez, Sergio Rodriguez, all with 3 or 4 years of NBA experience. There's some players plays for Brooklyn. His name's Bogdanovich. So a whole bunch of these types of players. And then I run into players from other major colleges. I played with Kyle Singler, who comes from Duke. And so that's kind of the gist of playing at this level. You get a lot of high-level conference college athletes coming over here, former and future NBA players. Now, a day-to-day from me here at Madrid is, it's really a different experience than most European players will experience. We travel on a charter flight most of the time. So when we go to Russia, we've got a charter flight. When we go to Turkey, we're on a charter flight, which means, it's our team. It's kind of flying like you would in the NBA a little bit. Not as nice of a plane, but it's our plane that we get to go on. We've got a brand new, beautiful practice facility that they just built for us right down in the same organization where they have the Real Madrid Soccer City. They're known for soccer here, and we're now part of that complex. We play 2 games a week. The first game will be part of the European competition, the EuroLeague, which takes me all over Europe. The second game of the week is part of the Spanish League competition, which has 18 teams, and we play a 2-game season with them, finishing in the playoffs.
And the season's been good so far, huh? It's a lot like soccer right now, JC. Is it always like that, where Barcelona and Madrid in soccer and in basketball are generally at the top of the table?
It is here in Spain. Since I've been here, I think with the exception of 1 year, either Madrid or Barcelona has won the championship. This year will be interesting. We're currently tied in a tie for first with Barcelona. But this year there's a couple other teams that have really jumped up that have done really well. So this playoffs, there's three or four teams that have a real legitimate chance of winning the Spanish League title.
How closely do you follow the NBA? I know you're further along. You're 33 now. You just turned 33 a couple of weeks ago. So the days of thinking about playing in the NBA, you're finishing up your career and having a great run over in Europe. But how closely do you, but also you folks in the European League, pay attention to what's going on in the NBA?
You know, honestly, I don't follow it too closely. You know, we're an 8-hour time difference, so games come on about 2 or 3 in the morning generally. I'll wake up in the morning, I'll watch Sports Center highlights. So, you know, I see all the big time plays and that sort of thing. But the day to day watching games, I just really don't. I've got a full, you know, 70 to 80 game schedule here that I compete in, plus a family of three little girls. And I don't follow too closely. You know, some of my other teammates, they played in the NBA. And they're a little more interested in it than me. They follow it, especially their old teams, a little bit more.
J.C. Carroll's our guest here on the Bill Riley Show for a couple of more minutes. So you've had such a great run, and you've done so many things. You were a EuroLeague champion a year ago. You've been a Spanish League champion a couple of times. You've made the All-ACB team. What's been the highlight of your professional career, JC? Is there one moment? Is there an honor? Is there been something that you look back on and say, wow, that was really cool?
Yeah, honestly, when I think about that, there's two experiences, two moments that really come to mind that, you know, they kind of give me chills when I think about them. The first one, like you said, the EuroLeague championship that we won last year. We've been very competitive. We had lost in the final the two previous seasons, and this time, you know, it was the third time in a row we've been to the championship game, and there was a stretch where it was about a 2-point game late in the third quarter, and I scored 11 straight points, a 3-pointer, 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 2-pointer, in about a 2-minute and 30-second stretch that essentially gave us a lead and kind of ended the game at that moment. And so that's my all-time favorite moment of playing over here. The second one will be my first Spanish league, Kings Cup is what it's called, and we're playing Barcelona in Barcelona for the championship. And kind of a similar situation. The first half, I didn't take a shot, or I took one shot and missed it. But in the second half, I got in a 10-minute stretch. I scored 21 points. Ended up as the highest valued player of the championship game, and we won the first Kings Cup that Madrid had in 19 seasons. So those are my two, you know, greatest memories or highlights basketball wise with my time over here.
Do you ever get to hang out with Ronaldo?
You know, honestly, I do. Once a year, we do a club Christmas dinner, and they always assign us tables to sit at, and they always mix basketball players with soccer players. And the last two seasons, I've been put with Ronaldo at Ronaldo's table, and he speaks he's Portuguese, Spanish, and English. His English is pretty good, and he kind of likes talking with Americans. So I get to sit by him and talk to him, and it's been a fun experience.
Well, why don't you put a good word in, JC, with Cristiano when he's done with his contract at Madrid to come back to your home state of Utah and play for the other Real, play for Real Salt Lake?
You know what? At my table, I actually put that out there a little bit this year. I said, look, you guys need to come out and play over here as you get ready to be done. And they're not ready for that yet. They're not ready to come over yet, but with the way some other players have, with Beckham and Kaká, have started to come over to the MLS, I wouldn't doubt seeing some of my Real Madrid soccer team guys head over.
Sounds like, obviously, you're a Real Madrid soccer. Were you a soccer fan before you went to Europe, or did you become a soccer fan after you lived and played in Europe for a while?
Yeah, I really wasn't a soccer fan before I came over here. But as I got over here, I started seeing the excitement that's generated. I'm not dumb. I do know this is the highest level of soccer in the world, but I won't be able to see better soccer anytime in my life. So as being a part of the Real Madrid club, as a team, we actually have a box at the Santiago Bernabeu Soccer Stadium to home games. So we get to go there and to be there and to experience it live and at this level. Yeah, it makes you more of a fan, and I've really been able to enjoy it. You know, Real Madrid is playing Atletico Madrid for the Champions League championship here in Milan in 2 weeks, I think. So, we're just excited to be able to see that stuff.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, JC. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Good luck in your match coming up tomorrow night. Good luck in going for the La Liga championship and beyond. And let us know. Keep in contact when you come back home for the summer. I know you like to lock yourself away. And Logan, I won't make you come to Salt Lake City, but if you want to come to a soccer match, I'm the play-by-play guy for Real Salt Lake as well as the Utes. I might be able to hook that up, but if not anything else, we'll catch up with you again when you're not playing golf with Coach Duryea.
Hey, that sounds great. All that sounds like a lot of fun. I definitely look forward to it.
J.C. Carroll, our guest here on Where Are They Now Wednesday on the Bill Riley Show, all the way from Madrid, Spain.